First Kill, a Kirk McGarvey novel, by David Hagberg, narrated by Matt Godfrey. For Laurel, as always. We must know what we are talking about, and the only way to know is to have lived and loved and cursed and floundered and enjoyed and suffered. I think I don't regret a single excess of my responsive youth. I only regret, in my chilled age, certain occasions and possibilities I didn't embrace. Henry James. Introduction. Kirk McGarvey first appeared in Without Honor, published in 1989. In that novel and in several others, I alluded to his first kill, the first assignment in which he carried out an assassination. Makri Dela. Wet work. The spilling of blood, as the KGB called such actions. Or black ops, the CIA's term. I've been asked a number of times to go back to when McGarvey was just starting out with the company and tell the story of his first black op, how it developed, how it turned out, and how it deeply affected the rest of his life, and ultimately, the price just about everyone close to him paid. In this story, Mac is young and inexperienced, so cut him a little slack. After all, it was his first kill. Prologue. Driving through the night from Santiago, Chile to the coast, Army Brigadier General Matias Varga was not worried, nor was he in any particular hurry, though he'd been warned that someone from the CIA would be coming to assassinate him, for operating outside what were considered the norms of decent human behavior, for crimes against humanity, for executions without trials, for torture, hangings, beheadings, whippings, even the burnings of those still alive. Sometimes he would wake in the night hearing the screams in his dreams. But there'd never been regrets, only a sense of enjoyment that neither he nor his wife Karina ever found odd. At 43, Varga was a lean man with thick black hair, an angular face, and thin lips that never smiled. It was said that his wide black eyes could bore into a soul of a man where the truth of crimes against the state existed. If the accused denied the charges, Varga would find them guilty, just for the pleasure of knowing that they would be executed. One of Pinochet's bright boys, Felipe Torres, who was the deputy director of DINA, the Directorate of National Intelligence, had called him at noon for lunch at the military academy, where the little puta had told him that the CIA was sending...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?